You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
We want to thank the Lord for a wonderful service last weekend. On Friday night, we came together and remember what Jesus has done for us. And on Sunday, we had a wonderful time of praise and getting together. And we had this burning meeting where we had an opportunity where we cleanse ourselves.
也有为同工案例的聚会，为神家增加了很多的力量。
And we ordain a number of ministers that the strength in the house of God is increased.
然后下午我们又有20周年的聚会。
And then in the afternoon, we had a 20th year anniversary get together.
你看礼拜二祷告会也到了60多个人。
And on Tuesday night, there were 60 some odd people that came.
然后礼拜五的聚会有很多人都有很好的见证跟分享。
And this past Friday, many people had wonderful testimonies and sharings.
我们多么希望神家每一次的聚会真正是让主做居首位。
And how we pray that every time we get together, that the Lord would have the first place.
当主的心得到喜乐，得到满足，我们一定喜乐的。
The heart of the Lord is satisfied, we know that we will rejoice with Him as well.
我们1993年4月份的第一个主日开始了我们的聚会。
1993, in the month of April, we began our first getting together.
今天是2013年4月的第一个主日聚会。
This is the first Sunday gathering of 2013, in the month of April.
我们希望不光是在时间上我们跨了一个整数。
Not only in the passing of time that we came across a set of numbers.
我希望我们每一个人属灵的光景也都在主的面前有一个明显的跨越。But
for every one of us, there's a distinct growth in the time that has transpired.
然后我们很高兴的就是今天在这个跨越时间的这个时机里面正好是教会要开始两年 全教会性的门徒训练。
In the passing of this anniversary, we're going to begin the 2 years of disciple training for the entire church.
我们实在是知道这一件事情实在是一件非常重要又非常这个有意义有价值的一件事情。
We know it's a very important, it's a very meaningful event.
尤其英文组年轻的孩子们也都一起参加。
Everyone in the English group, the youth group, are all partaking of the discipleship.
我们真的希望我们都被主建造，被主预备好。We
ask that the Lord would equip all of us, that we're all made ready.
礼拜五我前面到 Cyprus 去坐了一下。And
this past Friday, I went to the Cyprus Fellowship and I sat there for a little bit.
那边有两个姊妹交通说，在这个教会不好混。And
there are two sisters that says it's not easy to just mingle around in this church.
姊妹已经比弟兄追求了，连姊妹都不好混，那弟兄更不好混了。And
the sister says it is difficult to just, you know, pass by and hang around, so it would be even harder for brothers to do so.
我只是没有时间跟她讲，你干嘛要来教会混？
And then I didn't have the opportunity to respond to the sharing. Why would you just hang around at church?
来到神家就来真的，好，我们讲了好几次，要来就来真的。When
you come, then you do it for real.
因为我们是侍奉这位永生神又真又活的神。Because
we're serving the true and living God.
很多时候我们有很多生命的关卡，我们性格的关卡，侍奉的关卡，我们不肯跨，我们就一辈子被挡在那里。A
lot of times we have obstacles in our personalities and the way that we serve in every aspect of our lives. So we're unwilling to overcome those obstacles. We're going to be stuck.
不肯对付的罪，舍不得放下的世界，或者我们不肯学顺服，不肯交出自己，你发现很多事情可以把你挡下来，一挡挡一辈子的。
The sin that we're not willing to let go, the world that we're not willing to resist, personality that we're not willing to let go, these things can hold us for a lifetime.
希望我们在主的面前常常有明显的属灵的delta，那个进步。
We pray that oftentimes when we evaluate ourselves, we could see a spiritual delta in our life.
你看保罗在写给哥林多教会的时候，他说我一直不能没有办法把你们当作属灵的，只能把你们当作属肉体的。
When Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, he says, oftentimes I cannot treat you as those who are mature, but those who are babes and those who are of the flesh.
在基督里只是个婴孩。
And in many aspects, you are but babe.
babes.
他说我只能够用奶来喂你们，没有办法用饭来喂你们。
So I can only feed you with milk, and I cannot sustain you with solid food.
然后他接着说，你们那时是不能吃，到如今还是不能吃。
He says, then you cannot partake of solid food. Now you still aren't able to.
弟兄姊妹，这就是说到不长进哈，没有属灵的 delta.
This speaks of a lack of growth. There is no spiritual delta in their lives.
那时不能，如今还是不能。
They couldn't do it then. They still couldn't do it now.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都应该省察我们自己的生命还有跟神的关系。
So brothers and sisters, each and every one of us need to evaluate ourselves, our conditions, our relationship with God.
到底有没有什么东西在我们身上一直卡着我们，一年过去，两年过去，三年过去，我还是老样子。
Are we held by something where we're stuck, where we're the same year after year, and every time we look back, we're still the same?
可能我们知识进步了，经验增加了，恩赐增加了，可是我们的生命却没长进。
Perhaps we grow in knowledge, we grow in experience, we grow in ability to serve, but in our life, we haven't increased.
我们一起加油哈。
Let's all encourage one another.
我真的感谢主给我们这么多可爱的弟兄姊妹。
We have such wonderful brothers and sisters who are gathered here.
给我们这么多年轻的可爱的一代哈。
There are a lot of young and energetic generation that is growing.
我们希望我们的祝福 不是只有一代，是能够一直传下去。
And I pray that our blessings doesn't stop at this generation, but it will follow through for the generations to come.
今天我继续讲这些人是谁，讲第四个，讲加勒。
Today, the fourth message on who are these people, we're going to look at Caleb.
这个一般人讲到加勒跟约书亚的时候，大概都先讲约书亚。
A lot of time when people talk about Caleb and Joshua, they will talk about Joshua first.
因为这个 Joshua 是摩西把棒子传给他，他是新的元帅，新的带领。
Joshua was the one who held the baton from Moses' hand. He was a general that succeeded Moses.
但是你发现圣经上神几次讲到他们两个，神先讲加勒才讲约书亚。
But often time you discover in scriptures that whenever the Lord talks about those two individuals, the Lord always talks about Caleb first.
那很可能加勒的年纪比较长。
And perhaps Caleb is a little more older.
但是加勒的生命其实是非常美好的。
But Caleb had a wonderful life.
你从来没有看见他想跟约书亚相比。
You often discover that Caleb never competed with Joshua.
他总是请全力的帮助约书亚。
Wholeheartedly, with all of his strength, he supported Joshua.
虽然圣经上提名的时候都是先提这个加勒才提约书亚。
And oftentimes in scripture, again, we discover that Caleb is mentioned first and then Joshua.
但是你真的在看见加勒，所有描述加勒的都是正面的。
And you find that every description of Caleb is positive.
所以我们今天来讲加勒，他身上有一个特点，叫做另有一个心志，他专心的来跟随神。
Characteristic of Caleb that we're going to focus on today is the fact that he has a different spirit and he followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
Another spirit, 另有一个心志。
He had another spirit.
然后他专心地跟随神。
And he followed the Lord wholly.
圣经里面五六次讲到他专心跟随神。
And five or six times the scripture says that Caleb followed the Lord wholly.
除了民数记十四章二十四节中文翻成专一，其他都是专心。
Numbers 14,
那英文没有分的哈，英文没有分的。
There's no distinction in the translation in English when the scripture says that he followed the Lord wholly.
所以英文是 fully, wholly, wholeheartedly.
Amen.
就是这三种的讲法哈，要来就来真的。
These are the three descriptions in the English translation. If you want to serve the Lord, then you do it for real.
这你的专心还不是 concentrate 的这种专心，是 wholeheartedly 整个心。放上来。
And when the scripture says that he served the Lord wholly, it's not just his mind is focused on the Lord, but his entire being is placed in serving the Lord.
你看我们现在都很不容易专心，对不对？
Oftentimes we discover it is very difficult for us to concentrate, right?
很多时候我在上面，你看现在好多人都在看他。
You discover everybody just looking at Ying Ying right now.
哎，Ying Ying，谢谢你哈，你给我一个最好的示范哈。
Thank you for the example that you just given me.
他小家伙不是小家伙。他一跑上来，你看这么多眼睛都在看他。
This little person runs up on the stage, and all of a sudden, everybody looks at her.
你看我讲到的时候，你们很多时候眼睛瞪着我，我知道你已经魂游向外了。
And I know oftentimes you're gazing at me, your spirit is gone already.
所以以前有个弟兄提醒我说，每次要读哪一段圣经要讲三遍，还记得吧
？So a brother once reminded me, whenever you want brothers to read a particular scripture, you got to recite the location of it three times.
约书亚记七章八节，我讲第一遍，你就翻到约书亚记。然后你在问别人第几章的时候，我要讲第二遍。
And when I say Joshua chapter 7 verse 8, you get to Joshua, you say, what chapter? And I have to repeat it again.
我需要讲第二遍，然后你翻到第七章，你正要问第几节的时候，我需要讲第三遍。
And the second time you got to, when I repeated the second time, you got to the right chapter, and then you said, what verse? And then I have to repeat the third time so you know what verse we need to go to.
有没有这个问题？
Don't we have this problem?
专心，不够专心。
It's hard for us to be focused, right?
我很专心。
I am focused.
三个多礼拜以前，这个于师母跟 Aaron 跟我，我们出去吃了饭回来，我停下来买报纸哈。
3 weeks ago, Sister Nancy, myself, and Aaron, we went out after a meal. I stopped to purchase a newspaper.
我买了报纸出来，一看头条新闻，香港不是那个上海都是死猪的那个消息，第一次出来哈。
And I got the breaking news where in Hong Kong,
那上海，上海。
In Shanghai, there was a dead pigs in the water everywhere.
哎呀，我专心的不得了，就一面看一面从店里面出来。
And I was reading the paper, and I was so focused on the news, and I was reading as I was walking out the store.
我不晓得他们是停车的位置往前移了，还是另外一辆跟我家几乎颜色一样的车子开过来停在那边。
And I don't know if they drove purposely move the spot where I parked, or there's another car that looked just like my car that parked.
那天正好是我儿子开，所以我就开后门就往里面要坐，一看是别人的车。
And that day Aaron was driving and I was reading the paper. I opened the door and I was about to sit and I discovered I'm sitting in someone else's car.
然后 Aaron 正好在旁边叫爸爸。
And Aaron was screaming, Dad!
然后更糟糕的是前面是一个美国 lady.
And then there was a...
那个 driver 是个美国 lady.
The driver was a Caucasian lady.
然后她正在吓得要死的时候我赶快跟她道歉。我说我儿子在那里。
She was so nervous and I apologized to her. I said, I'm sorry, my son is sitting right there.
你说我专不专心？
Wasn't I focused?
Yeah, 所以你们不专心，但是我还专心。但是那个只是 concentration， 还 focus 而已。
You lack focus, I have focus. That is only speaking of concentration.
但是圣经上讲到加勒的专心是 fully, wholly, wholeheartedly， 是整个心在主的身上。
When the scripture talks about Caleb being wholly unto the Lord and following him, his entire person was following the Lord.
这个专心连神都注意了，他说唯有我的仆人加勒，他有另外一个心智，他专心地跟随我。
Now, this completeness was even drew God's attention because God said that Caleb had a different spirit and he followed me wholly.
这一个专心啊。
And this wholeheartedly,
让他能够第一手的认识他所信的神。
Allowed him to experience the God whom he believed in firsthand.
这一个专心
this wholeheartedly,
让他里面对神充满了信任。
Gave him a full assurance of the God whom he believes in.
所以当他们十二个探子去探迦南回来的时候
And when the 12 spies went to seek out the land of Canaan.
其他十个探子在那里报恶讯。
And 10 of the 12 spies came back with bad news.
但是他们 却能够从神的眼光来看他们的环境。
But Caleb, through the eyes of God, saw the circumstances.
他们能够从积极的角度来看一切的仇敌。
And from a positive perspective, they can see all their enemies.
虽然他们都是领袖，十二个支派的领袖。
Of these 12 spies, they are all leaders among their tribes.
虽然他们信的神都是同一位神。
They all believe in the same God.
虽然他们去探的地方都是迦南地一样的地方。
And the place where they went to spy out is exactly the same, the land of Canaan.
虽然他们看见的亚拉族人都是一样的巨人
The sons of Anak are all giants before their eyes
但是其他的十个人就说据我们来看他们像巨人我们像蚱蜢
But of the ten of the 12 spies their response is that they are giants to us and we are grasshoppers in their own eyes
然后接着说据他们看也是这样
And in our own eyes it's the same
但是只有加勒跟约书亚
But yet Caleb and Joshua,
说神与我们同在
they said, God is with us.
荫蔽他们的已经离开了他们
What is covering them has departed from them.
他们说我们立刻上去得那地为业我们足能得胜
So let's go immediately to the land and we are more than able to overcome.
而且仇敌是我们的食物
And our enemy shall be our food.
所以你发现里面当他专心跟神他对神就产生了真实的认识
And when he followed the Lord wholeheartedly, he has a true understanding of who his God is.
他不是风闻有神乃是亲自经历了知道他所信的是谁
he didn't just merely hear about his God but he experienced and know who his God is
所以他可以从神的眼光来看他的环境
as from the God's eyes he can see his circumstances
他从非常积极的角度来看他一切的仇敌
and with a very positive attitude he can look at all his enemies
所以他说仇敌是我们的食物
so he's able to say our enemies will be our food
我想我们都不愿意接受难处的
I know most of us we're not willing to come under difficulties
我们甚至怕仇敌
and oftentimes we're afraid of our enemies
就像我从前讲到 常讲的一个韩国的牧师用很简单的英文讲的话。
And I've often said the story before. There was a Korean pastor. He said it in English.
他说小仇敌小宴席。
A small enemy, small feast.
大仇敌大宴席。
A big enemy, a big feast.
No enemy, no feast. 没有仇敌就没饭吃了。
And no enemy, no feast.
所以他说他原来很怕难处的。
He said in time passes, he was terrified of difficulties.
他说后来他就是读了约书亚这个加勒跟约书亚的故事以后神转变他。
And he said after he read the story of Joshua and Caleb, God turned his attitude.
所以他说每一次看到难处看到仇敌他就说哈利路亚我又有东西可以吃了。
And he says every time he encounters difficulties and the enemies that would emerge in his life, he said, Hallelujah, there's food for me to eat.
你不要以为这是容易的事情。
Do not think this is something easy to say.
我们现在这样讲，大家笑笑，听起来很有意思。
We say these words and we all can smile and we say that those are interesting words to hear.
你回到家可能就碰到难处。
But the moment you get home, you may find difficulties.
弟兄姊妹不爱主一样有难处。
When we don't love the Lord, we still have difficulties.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要在这个地上经过的时候。
And as we pilgrim through this land.
在整个勇士的眼光里面，它其实是很小的一段。
Inside of eternity, this is but a very, very short period.
但是就在这个有限的时间里面，神要把他荣耀的旨意、荣耀的恩典，他很多的事情他做在我们的身上。
But in the limitation of this time, God is going to work His glorious will.And His purpose in our life.
它需要信心。
And it requires faith.
如果我们跟神之间的关系不对的话，任何一件事情可以把我们打倒的。
And if our relationship isn't right with God, anything can knock us over.
任何一个仇敌可以把我们挡住的。
Any enemy can slow us or hinder us now.
因为他真的像个巨人。
Because he indeed is like a giant.
所以那十个探子讲的话也不是错的。
So the words of those ten spies, they are not wrong.
因为亚纳族人真的像个大巨人一样。
Because the sons of Anak, they are indeed giants.
不然你去读生命记第九章，连神都这么讲。这个有这个他们城高大顶天。亚纳族人没有人在他们面前站得住的。
Deuteronomy chapter 9, you'll see the word of God declare that their cities are heavily fortified, their walls are high up into the skies, no one dares to stand against them.
我们自己跟在难处相比的确好像蚱蜢跟巨人一样。
Yes, when we stand in the face of our difficulties, oftentimes we do feel like a grasshopper.
所以那十个探子错不是错在他们讲的事实错了。
And those 10 spies, they are not wrong from the perspective of their observations.
而这问题是他们透过难处来看神，而不是透过神来看难处。
The problem is that they look at God through their problems and not their problems through their God.
什么时候我们透过难处、透过仇敌来看我们的神的话，我们这个人就软弱了，就灰心了。
Whenever we come and look at our God through our difficulties and through our circumstances, we will lose faith.
我们会充满了为什么、为什么、为什么会有这些事情发生
？We will be full of doubts, and we will continue to ask why, 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 why are these things happening?
或是神啊，你到底在哪里？到底你在哪里
？And we begin to ask God, where are you? God, where are you?
但是当我们透过神来看这一切的时候
，But when we look at all the things in our lives through the eyes of the Lord.
加勒约书亚的见证就出来了。
And Joshua and Caleb, their testimony comes forth.
我们立刻上去，我们终能得胜。
Let's go up immediately. We are more than able to overcome.
因为神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
而且他们是我们的食物。
And they are our food.
弟兄姊妹，这是专一跟随神。
These are the people who are following the Lord wholeheartedly.
今天我们在难处面前到底是什么态度
？And what is our attitude when we're faced when we are faced with difficulties?
到底我们最近属灵的情形是怎样？
How are our spiritual conditions?
其实它都在显明我们跟神的关系是怎样。
They are revealing our conditions with God.
它都在提醒我们，到底我们的神是不是我们把他当神来看他。
They are reminding us, do we truly treat God as God?
要 let God be God.
Are we really letting God be God?
要让主在一切的事情上我们尊他为神，让他居首位。
That in everything we esteem him as the sovereign Lord, and he has the first place.
第二个，加勒在他身上的第二个特点是他整个一生他向往希伯伦。
The second characteristic of Caleb is that in his entire life, his heart longed for Hebron.
希伯伦的意思就是朋友。
And the name of Hebron means friend.
神把亚伯拉罕从加勒底的乌尔招出来。
God called Abraham out of the land of Ur.
一直把他带到迦南地。
And he led them all the way to the land of Canaan.
来到迦南地以后，经过事件，经过伯特利，来到希伯伦。
And he brought him through Bethel and brought him into Hebron.
然后亚伯拉罕的一生就住在希伯伦。
And for all the days of Abraham's life, he dwelled in Hebron.
希伯伦是我们个人属灵的高峰。
And Hebron is our personal spiritual pinnacle in our lives.
就是我们跟神成为了至交，成为了至亲的朋友。
And we have now become friends of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件太大的恩典。
This is an immense blessing and immense grace.
我们居然能够与神同行，与神同住，能够成为神的朋友。
That we may walk with God, we may dwell with God, we may be called a friend of God.
所以当神召亚伯拉罕的时候
，So when God called Abraham,
神说你要起来往我所要指示你的地方去。
God said to Abraham, "Rise and go to the land that I will show you."
这是一切蒙恩得救的人神在我们身上的呼召。
And all those who are saved by grace, God has the same call in our lives.
神一路上带领我们翻山越岭，经过各样的经历，要把我们带到希伯伦，与他相交，与他是最好的朋友。
God take us through the mountains and the valleys that we would come to the place of Hebron that we may become the friend of God.
所以当创世纪二十六章以撒碰到饥荒，想要下南地去的时候
，And Genesis 26, when Isaac came under a famine, he wanted to go to Egypt.
神提醒他，你要住在这个地方，不可以离开。
And God said to Isaac, "No, you stay here. Do not depart from this ground."
当雅各出去漂泊。出去漂泊了二十年以后
When Jacob left his homeland and wandered for 20 years,
神说你要回
God says to Jacob, return.
你看到没有？亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
在亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的身上各用一个很关键的字往住回
And these two individuals, we hear the Lord says, go, stay, and return.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是他们三个人一生经历里面神在他们身上工作的特点。
And these are the characteristics of God's work in these two individuals' lives.
把我们从一切不是向着神，不是跟神有这样子关系的里面招出来，叫我们往这里去。
So everything that is not of God, everything that is contrary to God, God calls us out and say, go towards this place.
而以撒生在希伯伦，长在希伯伦，神说你就是要住在这里，不可以离开。
And Isaac was born and raised in Hebron. God says, hey, stay here, do not leave from this place.
雅各跑出去了。
Jacob wandered away.
神说你要回。
And said to Jacob, return.
所以你就发现在希伯伦的麦比拉洞里面埋的三对夫妻哈，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各三个夫妻都是原配。
And in the land of Hebron, there is a place of burial, and you see the three couples of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that were buried there.
所以当十二个探子进迦南地探地的时候
，And again, these 12 tribes they went into the land of Canaan to spy out the land.
加勒一看到希伯伦，他就爱了。
Caleb saw Hebron and he fell in love with it.
弟兄姊妹，虽然那里有三个亚纳族最尊贵的族长守着，就是最强的仇敌守着。
And there are three chiefs of the sons of Anak that lived there. They held that land.
这里告诉我们，越宝贵的属灵产业，仇敌越不甘心给我们。
And this tells us of the spiritual inheritance that is most precious.The enemy will not easily let go.
但是加勒却透过这一切的难处，看见里面宝贵属灵产业的意义。
But Caleb, through the eyes of the Lord, saw the precious meaning of the spiritual inheritance.
他从那一天就被希伯伦吸引了。
And from the day that he saw the land, his heart was drawn by that land.
所以你从圣经上可以看到，当他们回来的时候，摩西也答应他请求的，说将来希伯伦给你赐给你做加勒作为产业。
So when the spies came back, Moses.Promise Caleb, yes, that land shall be yours as an inheritance.
我们一起来读这一段的圣经，好不好
？Let's read this portion together.
民数记十四章
，Numbers chapter 14.
好，对不起，约书亚记十四章。
So Joshua chapter 14.
大家回家读好了。你们读我刚要上这个节录摘录的这些经文，免得太长了
There's actually a lot to read. Everybody just read it when you get home. But look at the verses that are outlined or picked out in your outline.
求你将耶和华那日应许我的这三地给我，那里有亚纳族人，并宽大坚固的城。于是约书亚为耶弗尼的儿子加勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业。所以希伯伦做了基尼喜族耶弗尼儿子加勒的产业，直到今日，因为他专心从耶和华以色列的神。 于是国中太平，没有征战了啊。在这里我们发现迦勒整个的一生被希伯伦所吸引。
And again, we discover that Caleb, all the days of his life, was drawn by the land of Hebron.
我们从底下这时候来读第十节的后半啊。我们从第十节读好了。
Verse 10, chapter 14, verse 10 and on.
十二节。
12.
自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的，使我存活这45年，期间以色列人在旷野行走。看哪、啊，现今我85岁了，我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。无论是征战，是出入，我的力量那时如何，现今还是如何。好，我们就读到这好了。
We'll stop right here.
这个。神借着摩西应许迦勒说这块地要赐给你，那是他40岁的时候。
God through Moses acknowledged and promised Caleb that this land Hebron shall be yours. He was 40 at the time.
大家开始专心哈，记得哈，他探完迦南地回来，摩西应许把这块地给他的时候，迦勒是40岁。
And please pay attention. When he went and spied the land, he came back and Moses promised.In the land of Hebron, he was 40 years old.
刚才说他现在几岁？
And what did the scripture just tell us?
85岁。那时是40，现今是85岁。那么
，He was then 40. Now he's 85.
那么在旷野里面，他们从探子失败之后，在旷野多走了多少年？38年。
So the days of wandering the wilderness was 38 years.
所以这45年扣掉38，还有7年。
So of the 45 minus the 38, if we do our math right, there's 7 more years.
这是我等一下要讲到的纲要，就是当我们进了迦南以后，迦勒先花了7年的时间，陪着其他的弟兄们南征北讨，帮他们去征服，去得到他们的产业。
This is a key that I'm going to bring up later. Is that when Caleb entered into the promised land, he spent 7 years.Helping his brethren conquer their inheritance and their land, north to south.
等到其他支派都得到他们的产业之后
，when all the other tribes have gained their inheritance,
他最后回到约书亚的面前来要希伯伦。
He came back to Joshua and say, Joshua, I want Hebron.
而希伯伦是最强的亚纳族三个族长守着。
And Hebron again was held by the three chief of the sons of Anak. It was held by those giants.
凭着神的恩典和信心打下了希伯伦。
And Caleb, by faith and the power and the might of the Lord, he took the land.
所以圣经上就说从此国中太平。
And so the scripture says, from that point on, there's peace in the land.
不然的话，所有十二个支派得到的产地，得到的产业，那个希伯伦亚纳族守着，仍然是他们的阴影。
And this, if Caleb did not take Hebron.The inheritance of the other tribes that they've held, they are always under the shadow of the tribe of Anak, who's holding this land.
所有的巨人都在那里。
Because all the giants of the land reside there.
有点像零后十章说的 stronghold, 那个坚固的营垒还在那里。
Second Corinthians talks about the stronghold that is still there, that is unbroken.
迦勒帮助弟兄们打下产业以后，他回来打希伯伦。
So Caleb helped his brethren to take their inheritance, then he came back to take Hebron.
他把整个三个族长全部灭了。
And he, annihilated the three chiefs of Anak.
从此国中太平。
And from that point on, there's peace in the land.
再也没有征战了。
No more war.
我们稍微多应用一点哈。
I want to use this a little more.
如果我们跟神的关系进到希伯伦的境界的话
，If our relationship with God has come to the place that resembles the term Hebron，
如果神真是我们的朋友
，If God is truly our friend，
我们真是活在神的同在中，活在与神同行的里面
，And we are living in the presence and walking with God daily，
你会发现一件很稀奇的事情
，You'll discover something very interesting。
从此国中太平。再也没有征战。
From that point forth, there is no more war.
你发现你心里面有一个说不出来的安息。
There is an unspeakable peace within you.
你发现在我们里面有一个说不出来的踏实，虽然我外在的环境可能还是有难处。
And within your heart, there's a certainty, there's a sureness with it, regardless of your circumstances around you.
在我们里面有一个说不出来的喜乐，说不出来的平安，说不出来的踏实。
There's an unspeakable joy and a peace and a certainty within.
弟兄姊妹，这个是迦勒。
This is Caleb.
他一心在希伯伦。
His entire heart was on the land of
Hebron. 再强的仇敌都挡不住他这个心智。
No matter how great the giant cannot stand against His will.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要何等感谢主耶稣啊！
And how we thank the Lord Jesus.
他的约翰福音十五章说，他以后不要再称我们为仆人了。
John chapter 15, the Lord says, I no longer call you servants.
他说，我要称你们为朋友。
But I am calling you friends.
因为仆人常常不知道主人的意思。
Because the servants often do not know the will of his master.
主说，你们若遵循我的话，你们就是我的朋友了。
But you obey my commandments, you are my friend.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.